mic is covered with hair.
Why?
Like cat hair, I think.
Oh, yikes. Sorry if you're allergic. Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I am your host, Zach. We're performing in New York City, February 6th, Towers.
I'm Kelsey. We're performing in Philly, February 7th, Dara.
Guys, we're doing our first fucking live show.
Live show, bitches. This is going to be so much fun. One of the shows, I think the meet and greet's already sold out, so you have to get tickets, like GA tickets. But like, we've looked at the venues. There's not a bad seat in the house.
Not.
We are doing visuals. We're going to have audience participation. If a straight guy is there, we will
we're gonna kill him. That's how we're going to start the show. We have to kill him. He's got to go.
And we're just going to do like a blood facial. Yeah. Where we're just going to all put a little bit of blood.
Yes. We'll actually collect it from the group.
It's his blood.
Oh.
But we can also use your
period
blood.
I'd also like to get a cup from everyone in the crowd that's menstruating.
So bring your diva cup, girls.
Yes, we're
going your besties
out. seriously, though, we've got levels of tickets. So if you want the meet and greet, obviously that's the most cha-ching. But also, there's
they like, range from like $30 to $50, I think.
But I think the meet and greet ticket with like the front row seat is literally like $11 more or something.
Yes,
I don't know,
but. Also, I want to put this out there. In past shows that I've done, if you're not going to be on the East Coast, say, but you really love the show and you want to participate, you want to kind of like be part of it, you can donate a ticket.
Oh, you told me about this.
Someone
this is
who
so
maybe
great.
Is in New York, but maybe they're fucking, you know, 20 years old, a barista, they don't have $35 to buy a ticket. You can like basically sponsor them. So if that interests you, slide into our DMs, be like, I want to do this. You can either probably Venmo us or buy the ticket and send us the ticket.
And then we'll do a giveaway.
And on that same note, if you are one of those people who wants to come but can't afford it, message us and we'll get a little like list going of people who need tickets and who people who want to give tickets, and we'll get like a sponsorship thing going. And I think that's just really sweet.
And we're going to be selling merch there. We're also going to be doing giveaways. Like you're walking away with something. If not physical, I'll give you an STD.
Dude. Same.
But you can get the tickets linked down below. Hi. How's it going?
Good.
We've
been hanging out all morning. The only thing going on with me was my gum surgery.
Oh, yeah. We've been dying to hear how'd that go.
Is that sarcasm?
No.
Well, I can't remember. I hadn't had it done when we did our last podcast. I don't think so.
Phone sex?
We might have done it, and then you took me to get the surgery. I don't think I've done it with.
I think you're right.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, they use cadaver skin.
Remember when this fool tried to fucking was like thought I was crazy that they would use cadaver?
Did
gum?
I really think you were crazy?
Yes, you were like no, Kelsey.
Okay, I don't remember it that way. But
they're gonna graft it from the top of my mouth.
Well, that he literally said, we can take it from the roof of your mouth or we can take it from the roof of a cadaver's mouth. And I said, honey.
Of a dead person. Just say it.
A dead person.
Don't say cadaver. Try to make it sound nicer.
A dead person.
You've got dead people teeth.
Dead people gum, zombie mouth, ghost, haunted. I've already swallowed a trillion babies. What's one more in there?
Get it.
Yeah, but that's all that's going on with me. Mm. How are you?
Good. I just got back from Mexico where I got shot by a firework.
Oh my God.
You already heard this
literally,
story.
I can't believe you weren't a viral video.
Thank God I wasn't, because I was minding my goddamn business. And the last thing I need is somebody posting a video of me against my will of me getting shot in the neck. I forgot I'm wearing an turtleneck, so you can't really see where I was.
You can pull it. First of all, that turtleneck is half
see-through. Yeah, it is. Watch this at youtube.com/KelseyDara. Was minding my business in Mexico, did my little midnight kiss. And as I was like smiling and kissing the person, I like saw out of the corner of my eye a giant explosion where some local had decided to bury a firework in the sand. It didn't shoot off into the sky. It shot off. Got stuck in the sand, exploded, rained down hellfire upon me and my friends. I judo chopped a spark out of the air to save the athlete's career from going under where it was going to hit him in the eyeball.
Wow.
And it sparked all this very coal dust on me.
Think about how you can see a firework from
the sky
miles away.
Think about it. being so up close that you could see your neighbor's every pore. Every pore in their face, I saw.
It was really
bright. It was so bright.
I didn't even think about that.
It was like what I imagine, like a bot, like a flash bomb. Before the nuclear.
Nuclear bomb, yeah.
Like, it was so bright. It was like I could see our skeleton.
I wonder if like shadows of you are imprinted like on
sand.
Yes. Also, what engineer, speaking from an engineering perspective,
which you have a lot of experience,
I do, what do you think went wrong?
Did
they
dig tell
it
you
too deep in?
Yes, and it didn't shoot up into the air.
Well, I know that part, but I'm saying, why didn't it launch? Because it like,
because they're fucking idiots.
Okay.
I don't know.
That checks out.
And the other thing is, they didn't tell us it was in front of us. We were sitting on the beach or standing on the beach being like, wow, look at all these fireworks far away from us. They did not say, hey, we're about to light one out of a bunker in the fucking sand.
That's crazy.
Watch out. They lit it and ran away. And we're like, what happened? And then it just boom, right in front of us.
Wait, do you think they knew it wasn't going well? No, they were just trying to get back
up. They were just trying to get away. And then we saw like a 6-year-old little girl's face also get blown off by the same people.
Blown off?
Not blown off, but like
hit in the face.
Yeah, like she got wrecked. Yeah. And we were like trying to stand on the beach with our little sparklers and be like, yay! And I was like, my neck burns, and this girl's screaming, and we felt like we were in war. Like,
oh,
there was
no.
This long river that went to the beach, and so there was like a bank in between,
sure.
And it the sound would be like, boom, 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 and it was reverberating, and it was just, it was hellfire.
After I survived the blast that you did, I'd be like, we're leaving now.
I was trying to play it cool because we just had gotten there. Like, it literally struck midnight and all the fireworks started going off. So I'm holding my neck being like, I'm okay. No, it's fine. It's fine. And everyone's like, that was insane. Like, we obviously ran away and like went closer to the beach and was like, get out of here. And then everyone was like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine. And meanwhile, I can feel the blister already formed. And I was just trying to play it cool because people were on drugs. I didn't want to ruin their highs. So I was just chilling. And then,
wait,
you know,
where were you that right before? Like, why did it take you so long to get
there? So we were on one part of the beach, but it was so crowded. And the people I was with were like, we know this one spot where no one's going to be, but like, we have to kind of run. Otherwise, because it's going to be midnight, we're going to miss the countdown. We're like, we can do it. So we literally like ran. And I think that might have been part of too, why the people who shot off the firework. No, fuck them. They should have said, we're about to shoot off a fire.
No. Yeah, there's no excuse.
There's no excuse for that. Anyway, I'm fine. Mexico was great. Back on the grind set mindset, baby. You got to get back into doing this live show, right? And finishing the book up and next retreat.
Wow. Wait, plug the retreat.
Oh my God. Part two of the Don't Panic Retreat is being taking place in a castle this time. So think your slutty Bridgerton depression, anxiety, long fluffy dresses, bird on a stick.
Bird on a stick. Go on. I would love to hear what the next four things are that come to mind.
Horses that fly.
Okay, we're in Narnia now.
A yard of rolling greens.
Okay, back to reality.
Yeah, it's going to be a hoot. Like, we're definitely going to make it like royalty themed.
Oh,
games.
Are you?
Yeah, we're going to make it like a little bit themed.
Wait, but in my head, Don't Panic Retreat is like all comfy clothes all the time.
Oh, it is, it is, it is. But like, we have themed nights every night.
Okay.
Like party games.
Masquerade.
And like masquerade, like Pretty Pretty Princess, like up the house is also fucking insane and cool and huge, and like, we're gonna do some really fun stuff there.
You should do wall climbing, but it's like Rapunzel's ponytail.
Ow.
And you pull not from one of your heads.
Oh,
just like the hair's going down.
Whose
the wall.
Hair?
It's rope hair.
What? Yeah, where am I getting it?
Three ropes braided.
Okay.
And then do your listen, Crafty McCrafterson, don't pretend like you couldn't make a fucking rope out of like hair, fake hair.
I love the idea of me like pouring blood, sweat, and tears into making this like giant rope hair, and then it just like hangs off the balcony like a flaccid penis. And I'm like, did you guys see the rope?
But you would climb
when you got
it.
Here,
it'd be
just
part of the thing.
Don't hang yourselves with it. I know this is a depression camp. Hey, you know what we haven't done in a while? Do it. Am I going to press the right button? I'm scared.
Wow.
I learned something insane. I don't think you're ready for this.
I bet I am.
No, you're not.
Wait, what realm does it exist in?
Bugs.
I was gonna say animal, so I was close.
All right, motherfuckers. Did you know? You ever been bit by an ant?
Yeah, Aunt Martha. She was a cunt.
How you think getting bit by an ant works?
You see, obviously you want to think, oh, they have like teeth and they bite you.
Uh-huh.
But is it really that they like poke you with their penis or something?
You're so close.
Their butthole snaps shut.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. When an ant approaches, it fucking bites you with its pincers, right? And everyone thinks that's what hurts. That's what itches. No, no, no. The bite is nothing.
They poop in it.
They
they bite a little hole and they bury their poop in
it. Now you're making it sound way less cool. Now that
oh, damn it. Said sorry.
They poop inside of you.
Well, sorry. That is the definition of cool.
Imagine this. They take their pincers and they bite right into your leg. And then they take their stinger, which is a part of their butt, and they fuck you with their stinger. They fuck you and they hold on to you so you can't let go of them. You can't get out of their fucking pincer grips, and they're just fucking you, and that's they're coming poison in you, and that's what makes a giant ant bite on your leg. The bump is the cum poison. It's them fucking you with their stinger.
Don't Google it. Don't Google it. That I want to believe you.
What do you mean? That's what it is.
That, like,
they fucking bite you and then they fuck you with their stinger.
And they fuck cum you. Poison.
I mean, I don't know if they're coming, but they're injecting their poison their stinger, into you through their butt stinger.
Their stinger doesn't disappear. It doesn't fall out. It exists.
Yes. Which is why they can do multiple. It's because they're death gripping onto you.
So they have a two-prong attack.
Yes.
Bite, fuck.
Bite and fuck.
Damn.
Which is also my two-prong attack. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. Literally, I can't.
I've like been seeing ants around now and I'm like, you will not fuck me. I do not consent.
It's interesting though, like they bite and then they reposition.
When I was watching the graphic, the way this ant.
You watch an ant porn?
I watched an ant porn. The way it mounted and then like bit it and then like brought its little fucking stinger dick and was like.
That is a vindictive creature.
I don't like it.
That, first of all, biting should be enough.
Ouch, right? But didn't you think an ant bite? Every time someone said, I have an ant bite, I'm like, oh, I imagine an ant just being like, and then they disappear. And then they fuck off.
Wow.
I know, I'm unwell.
I am going to look at ants completely differently.
As we should. Fuck them. You got any?
I got a TikTok, a cool TikTok from the creator of Everywhere is Queer. Mm. And they've created an app that has all like gay businesses. So you can like buy GPS, be like, what's a gay business around here?
Stop. That's so
or
fucking
queer,
cool.
I should say queer. Yeah, I just think that is right up my alley. I think that's a great way for community people to support each other. I feel like queer spaces are inherently safe mm-hmm. spaces. Mm-hmm. So it seems like it just seems really wholesome. H-O-L-E-S-O-M-E.
I'm definitely dropping off a baby at a queer space. I'm definitely, when the hurricane comes, I'll go to a queer space. That's where I want to be sheltered in place at a queer space.
You're...
So they can use that.
You're dropping a baby off in a queer space.
You said
you
it's
babies left and right.
Barely. About to do my embryo journey, but yeah.
Oh my god, that's right.
I know. Don't worry, I'll keep you updated. Maybe I'll reveal the gender here. Not that gender matters.
Wait,
it's a construct.
The embryos have a gender.
Yes.
Also, I heard a gender, and it sounded like, oh, what's their agenda? Liberals
What's
agenda.
Their fucking gay agenda.
They're gonna bite and fuck me.
We're the ants.
Yeah.
We're come fucking you. What's the app called?
Oh, I think if you look up Everywhere is Queer.
Oh, okay.
You'll find it.
Cool.
I haven't downloaded it yet because when I saw the TikTok, it was about to launch.
Mm.
So I haven't followed up.
Mm.
And also LA, I'm like, Everybody,
even if it's not gay, you got fucking gays
you,
working.
You
there.
Put a boba straw,
a boba,
boba straw in your mouth.
Bobo, and why is a straw in my mouth?
I'm just saying, it's like sucking a medium sized dick.
It's like getting fucked by an ant. Can I just say, I live for the comment sections of TikTok and Reels.
Oh, whenever something has like 100,000 likes,
I'm going.
Run straight to the comments.
I saw one the other day that made me giggle, so I screenshotted some of the comment section, which I actually have a viral video of me reading. I forgot about that, so I'm so basic.
Oh.
Anyway, the video was boring. It was like, do you have a group chat text thread name that's so iconic it can never be changed? And then, I ran to the comments.
Yeah.
And it was people giving us their group chat names. And I was like, why don't we have a group chat name? But it's just because we don't want anyone else in our group chat.
Yeah.
But my favorites are as follows. Sparkle emoji. No daddy, just issues. Sparkle emoji. Three reasons to wear a condom. It's three people. This one made me laugh. Only fam instead of OnlyFans.
Guaranteed, like the mom or dad doesn't know
what
it even means.
No idea. This one made me laugh. Neurodivergence.
There's also a divergence in there.
Swag, but it stands for secretly we are gay.
Wait, has that ever been weaponized? Like, oh, swag.
Swag.
Like,
ooh, swag
we
surf.
We say that about, like, you know, Jacob Elordi's swag.
Oh, we should.
Secretly.
We are gay. I love that it's we are gay, not we're gay.
We're gay.
It's, we are gay.
It has to.
This one made me laugh. Hispanic! Exclamation point at the disco.
Also, I am obsessed that you keep saying this one made me laugh.
Oh, yeah, this one made me laugh. Things Dora didn't explore. This one's fucked up. JFK's mind-blowing facts.
Wow.
It's not funny. Dead Liver Society.
Okay.
That's
drinkers.
Funny. Yeah. I didn't get this one.
Wait, Dead Liver Society, like Dead Poet Society?
I think so.
But that doesn't work that well. Oh. Sorry.
Or Dead Lover Society?
But is that a thing?
I think so.
Okay.
Someone comment below. This one I didn't understand, so I screenshotted it because I thought you could help me explain.
Sure.
911 flight crew.
No, I don't get that. Did it have a lot of likes?
Yeah, that's why I was like.
911 flight crew. Oh, what?
9/11 flight crew? But why would that be funny? Why would people have so many likes?
Well, first of all, I think to a lot of you on TikTok, 9/11 is just a concept.
Yeah, they don't know because they weren't there.
Yeah.
You guys still weren't there. And then I didn't. Oh, this one's funny. The grope chat. Those who peaked in high school.
Wow. Can't relate.
Our group chat is called People I Tolerate. Daddy Issues Plus, insert friend with good home life.
Wait,
it's like Daddy Issues Plus Sam.
Yeah, Sam, who's completely fine.
Totally fine. Only ha-has and hearts things.
Oh my God. Do you follow EJ Marcus?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. They're a comedy content creator. And they did that one friend who had a perfect family upbringing. And it's so funny.
Ooh,
they're
like
they're singing.
It.
They're like, oh my God, was I singing that loud? That's what we sing before dinner. But it's just like, it's so funny.
Yeah. Like I talk to my mom every day. This one got me. Rhythm with the Tism. Because it's a group of people, neurodivergence together.
Nice. Rhythm. But also Rhythm is Riz.
Riz. Rhythm with the Tism.
Oh, charism with the autism.
Yes.
I'm a boomer.
Yeah. Rock, paper, and then two girls holding hands emoji. That one was my favorite. I didn't get this one. Turtle mouse fuckery.
Turtle mouse fuckery.
And Tanzanian elephant hunters. And this one made me laugh. Anyone on? All right, that was a segment no one asked for.
No, I loved it. Also, you should still do that as a video.
I like it.
I need to challenge myself to do more like TikTok videos.
All right. I'll challenge on, baby.
Engagement on Instagram is so wonky.
It's weird. It's a wild one. It's a wild, wild
west. Weird. It makes me, I can't believe how much I tell myself to detach from the results and I still find myself.
Of course.
Like dropping at the results.
You're not an idiot. You still have his heart. But I know it's something that's going to make you feel better.
But
when we come back from this, we're talking family secrets.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Oh my God, have some juice for you. Confidants, confident bottoms, stay tuned. BRB.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
Oh! I hope everyone does that at the show. Okay. Y'all are fucked up.
Wait. Should we start with, do you have any family secrets?
Yes, but I can't. I was thinking about this.
Oh, you can't say
them? I texted you being like, I found this thing out about my family when I was home for Christmas. And I told you, and you were like, oh my God, ha ha ha. And I was like, we should do an episode on family secrets. And then I was going to come and tell mine first. But then I realized we're reading all of theirs anonymously.
Yeah.
So I'm not anonymous. This is not a thing I should share publicly.
Are you trained enough to insert yours and pretend like you're reading it?
Imagine I had, and now I'm like, Zach, you blew my fucking cover, you fuck.
Well, you could still do it, but yeah.
I could still do it. I won't, but I thought about it.
Okay.
Anyways, I actually thought it would be kind of hard to gather family secrets from the audience.
Sure.
When I tell you we've never had so many messages.
Maybe we angle the podcast to
secrets.
Family secrets.
I mean, one of the top podcasts of 2023 was Normal Gossip. Do you ever listen to that?
No.
It's a girl who reads just like gossip write-ins about like people's lives. That's like everyday regular stuff.
Does she weigh in on it?
Or I don't even think so.
Wow. I listened to this similarly, the Let's Read podcast, where it's a guy just reading spooky stories from Reddit.
Huh.
And it's just endlessly, his voice is soothing and the stories are fucked up and you're just like, time passes.
That sounds like a specific to you thing.
Yeah, it did sound like I liked it. I'm not pleasuring myself to it, but I'm not either.
Okay, so I put out a call to give us your darkest family secrets, deepest, funniest, all around secrets. And y'all fucking delivered. Y'all delivered so hard that like I actually had to weed out a lot because I was like, that's dark.
Well, maybe just hold them for, okay.
I was like, there's no resolution here. I tried to find some that had like a good juicy ending or like a happy ending or like an unexpected ending.
Yeah.
There were so many that were just like, oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, don't you see any merit in saying some of those?
I have some.
Okay.
But a lot of them were just a little bit too juicy.
Okay. Like incest.
Yeah. Or like something that was about that person that I was like, oh, I don't feel like this is my place to tell. A lot of y'all wrote in it. Being like, my cousin did the most fucked up thing. And that's what I'm here to read.
My cousin.
You got any family secrets?
Baby. I actually, you know what? I didn't do the homework assignment. I didn't ask. Something that's been whispered about was that my dad was in a car accident that someone became paralyzed in.
Oh.
But I need to fact check that. This wasn't a secret, but my mom and sister got robbed at gunpoint in Chicago.
What?
Yes, when they were like young. And get this. It was like two guys robbing them. and they gave them all the money they had, which was not much.
Your mom and sister are also very little tiny humans.
Yeah, they're pretty small.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mom and her sister.
Not my mom and my sister. Sorry.
So my mom and her sister, and this is, you know, in the 70s probably. And they got robbed at gunpoint and they gave them all their money, which was not much. And the guys are about to, I think, leave. And my aunt goes, "We have more stuff in my apartment." And they fucking take them back to her apartment. I know, Kelsey, I know.
What?
I know. My mom said, she was like, like, biggest side eye ever.
There is not a side eye big enough. Are you fucking kidding me? In my head, they're so far away from her apartment, too. In my head, they're like a few blocks, and she's like, "No, come on, come on."
It's just this way. They're making small talk. Like, "So how long you been in the biz? Are we your first customers tonight?" Ooh,
wait, did your mom also live there?
She was visiting her.
Did they take your mom? Oh, I'd beat my sister's ass. I'd be like, "Yeah, you just got robbed. Now I need to get your fucking ass beat too, bitch." If they stole my shit from your house, are you kidding me?
You turn to the robber. You're like, "Could you hit her?
Could you actually take her out?
I can't, but could you fucking hit her with your gun?
Because then we can blame that on this whole incident." What the fuck did your mom do?
I mean, they went back. They took like stuff from the apartment and then left.
Dog, does your aunt recall the story?
I'm sure she does.
Does she just say it was in a tizzy?
Yeah, I bet.
There is no fucking way I would ever let that go. I would be, no, what a dummy.
I know.
Because then now it's like you got to spend more time with the guys.
It's all bad. Oh, were you going to R-word me on the street? No, but here's my bedroom. Like, what?
No, aunt, what's her name?
Well, let's not do that.
Aunt, what, Kathy?
Yes.
You dumb dumb. You dumb. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Tell me you tell that joke on stage.
I don't,
you
but I should.
You have to.
I need to, like, write more.
You know who did write in? Our listeners.
Yay.
All right. So I'm going to now read. Do you want to tell the two you told me? Because they're hauntingly hilarious.
Do they hold water compared to?
I can't remember what the other one was, but I liked the one you told me.
Okay. One was, that they did ancestry.com and found out all their siblings had different dads.
Juicy.
Yeah. And the other one is, my uncle went to prison for murdering his drug dealer. He asked my grandparents to hide the body on their farm. They declined, but did not call the police.
At so many points in that story, I wanted to be like, and then it was like, and they asked their parents to on the farm.
The first time I told you, I said they did call the police, but they didn't. I read it wrong. They declined. They said, "No, you can't hide the body here. You can't stay. You have to go home. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here," basically. Like, go have fun.
You don't
fun.
Have to take the body home, but you can't put it here.
Can't put it here.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so let us begin the anonymous stories of your family secrets. My great-grandmother and grandfather had a fourth child who had some disabilities. My grandmother was struggling from severe postpartum depression and wanted nothing to do with him. So one day, in the middle of the night, my great-grandparents drove up from California to Utah, and they dropped the baby off at a fire station. They didn't say a word about it to their other kids because they figured they were young enough to not remember this. About 40 years later, my great-grandma told one of her daughters, my grandma, about the situation, and my grandma was shocked. She immediately began searching for this lost brother. After months and months of searching, she was able to find a newspaper headline with the story of a baby who was abandoned at a fire station. And from there, she was able to track down her long lost brother. And she told me now they even have family gatherings together sometimes.
So she has like a grandpa. What's a grandpa uncle?
I don't know. What is it?
I'm just saying it's her grandma's brother, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Old uncle.
Anyway,
great uncle.
This one just made me laugh. Like, oh no, I do say that all the time. Man, I'd be laughing. I can't help it.
I love it. You are priming. You're priming people to also find it funny.
I feel like I also have to like, I have to like preface it by saying like, it did make me laugh. Okay, this one just made me giggle. My mom has openly told my Nana that my sister is her favorite. There's only two of us. And my Nana responded, of course, there's always a favorite child. They aren't aware, I know.
This is though, okay. It's just scientifically true.
My sister's my favorite out of both my parents, for sure.
Really?
Who's your family's favorite?
So...
Your mom's got to be you.
My sister was my dad's. Uh-huh. But honestly, my mom preferred, I think, my older brother because her and I didn't used to get along. Mm. I think I pulled into the lead, maybe. Mm-hmm. But also, I should ask. Mom, she's listening.
Hey, Mom.
Who's your favorite?
Miss you.
Yeah.
So my great-grandmother died during childbirth when my grandma and her twin sister were born. Great-grandma's sister moves in with my great-grandfather to help with these newborn twins. What do you think's going to happen?
They fall in love.
They fall in up and get married. So my grandma's aunt, hey, like a grandpa's uncle, is also her stepmom. My family does not find this weird at all.
This is the thing, too. Already, I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing for someone's story about their grandma's sister. Ah. It's like I need to like see it or okay. something.
You need to see it to believe it.
But also I think of that time, like they didn't have dating apps.
Yeah, no, it was like, a secret.
Yeah, like I know your sister. I kind of thought she was hot.
Like, it was like one person in your town.
Yeah, like let's go.
Here's a more connected one.
Thank you.
My mom cheated on my idiot dad years ago with our general contractor / family friend. He lives across the street. He's still a longtime family friend and visits our house on the daily to feed the fish outside, secretly smoke, and use our Wi-Fi.
Is feed the fish what they say when he does their mom? Wait, also, that didn't result in anything. They just had a secret affair.
Had an affair, but I think the secret is that he's coming over to steal their Wi-Fi. My family secret. At my parents' wedding, my grandpa, my mom's dad, got completely blackout drunk and pulled her aside to try and get her to not marry my dad. He's never, ever liked him, which, LOL, I don't like my dad either. I'm 29 and just found out about this about a year ago when asking my mom about a family fight that happened at a funeral.
Wow, wait, he pulled her aside before the wedding started?
Yes.
That's ballsy.
And was like, fucking run. If your parents, see,
who
my thing is like,
for the wedding.
If my parents do that, I'm trusting my parents because they know something I don't.
Hopefully they don't let you get to the day.
But that makes me think that they also just found out. I don't know. I'm definitely putting a pause on the whole thing.
Or they were like, she'll realize it. She'll realize it. She'll realize it. Morning of, like, she'll realize it. And then you don't because you're dumb. And then.
Thank you.
I accept and then that. They're like, okay, we got to say something.
Yeah. I belong in that TikTok of like friends who grew up with stable families.
Yeah.
That like you actually believe your parents. Yeah. They're like, it's not right for you. I'd be like, oh my God, what happened? Hold on. Sorry, Jim. We're going to have to pause this whole thing. I'll be back in an hour.
No offense again, mom, who's listening. I would not trust my parents' judgment about relationships.
I would trust your mom's judgment. Okay. This one.
If I were listening, I'd be like, and then the audio cut out. It was just like a squeaking sound.
It was a rat. This one, again, made me laugh because of the way it was written.
Okay.
Wow, the call for family secrets really throws me back. When I was in fourth grade, I was looking for something in a bookshelf, and I found this cool little trinket box, so I obviously had to open it and look inside. Inside, I found this little piece of paper that was an esthetician's license. This wasn't too weird because I knew my mom used to be licensed when she was younger, and she had always been the one to curl up my hair growing up. What was weird, though, was that the first name was hers, but the last name on the license was neither our family's last name nor her maiden name. This was really, really confusing because I was being raised in the Bible Belt. In what reason? reason could there ever be to explain to this strange last name on my mom's paperwork. I call her on it immediately because your girl needs answers. My mom has to sit me down at like 7:30 a.m., mind you, and tell me that she had actually been previously married before her and my father got together. At this point in my life, I was a real narc. That made me laugh. They had raised a good little girl, a good little conservative daughter, and I had never heard my parents even swear. I was distraught. They apparently thought this was also the time to admit my dad had previously been married. I was such a mess. They had to keep me home from school that day. My view of marriage really changed that day, and I really just blame them for raising me so religiously and letting me get lost in the sauce of how absolutely precious and divine marriage was. They set up this weird expectation for me and then just blew it all up when they hadn't followed the path themselves.
That is so, and the whole time I'm thinking about how, like, devout Christians, like, what are the rules? Are there repercussions to getting divorced?
Big no-no.
See?
Big no-no.
Everyone's such a hypocrite.
Yeah, for sure.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
They raised her so well that she was, like, distraught. She's like, you're going to hell.
The fact that they kept it from her.
That means you had sex before. Oh,
my God. Could never.
That's so funny.
Hey, this might be the person who sent you.
Also, wait, love a box, like a trinket box.
A trinket box with a tiny piece of paper. It's crumpled up.
Or like a key, and you have to find burnt the key on the to inside. It. Yeah.
I love that.
Also, you must flip through old books.
Oh, dog.
Flip through old books.
I love when a piece of paper falls out of a book.
Oh.
What is it? A treasure map?
Or a pressed flower from who knows when.
A birth certificate of mine. I was born a different person. I'm from Russia. I'm a Somalian pirate. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see you being Russian.
And a Somalian pirate.
What if you were Anastasia? You'd be older.
Anastasia who?
The Anastasia that famously went missing. Now I get tripped up. The Tsar or like.
Don't Google it.
Thank you. It's what the movie Anastasia is based off of. The whole family was like murdered. And she would be like the next in line.
Never seen
in the royalty. Are you kidding me?
I don't think so.
Anastasia?
Usually I know when I'm kidding you.
This is where Rasputin comes in.
Both.
You don't know that word either? Wow, Kelsey.
We should watch it after this.
Okay.
My dad had another family before mine. 5 kids in total. He also is old enough that he fought in the Vietnam War. And this Thanksgiving, we all figured out we didn't want to take a DNA test because it'll probably reveal that we have another half sibling in Vietnam.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I love the fact that he's just like, yeah, probably.
How old would they be?
Don't ask me that.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Don't fucking ask me that.
I guess it would be 50s. They're 50s.
At least. I think 70s more like it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, I thought this was kind of crazy. I have been waiting to share this crazy story. A boyfriend and I were together from sophomore year to senior year in high school. During senior year, his parents got divorced. The dad got ugly, and he told his, quote...
Wait, hold on. The dad got ugly? Like,
I think it means he, like, physically got ugly. Not like, oh, wait, no, that's not what I mean. I think it means he emotionally got ugly.
Okay. Not like... what a savage takedown from this high schooler's perspective.
His dad busted. Really let himself go. Oh, okay. So during his senior year, his parents got divorced. The dad got ugly and he told his, quote, son, quote, that he wasn't his dad. His grandpa was actually his dad. My boyfriend at the time knew his dad had had cancer in the past, but didn't know that it made him infertile. So they used his grandma's new husband's sperm. So in essence, his step grandpa was his biological father.
Very much in practice, too.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Juicy.
Okay, first of all, sigh of relief that it wasn't her dad.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And, like, what a cool step-granddad. Like, yeah, I'll give you a load.
And it's not even really your, it's not like you're related to your grandpa. It's a, it's a lover of your nan.
Damn.
But also, fuck you, dad, for getting ugly and saying, you're not even my kid. Can you imagine?
That is psychotic.
Yeah.
Psychotic. Like,
file it under men.
How insecure do you have to be?
I don't know. But I feel like it's always bitches that be good at spilling secrets. Men, they really hold it and just forget.
Sure.
And then they bring it up at the most opportune moments.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Emotionally immature.
Okay. Are you ready for the juiciest of juice one? This one, I was like reading at the kitchen table this morning and my mouth was ajar. And I just thought this has to be the one we end on. Because it's just
the one. Okay.
It's long and it's filled with twists and turns.
Oh, my God. And a lot of so excited. Let me get my jaw dropped. Right?
Okay. I knew that this one had to be the one because it starts out with, oh my God, I am excited to tell you about my family lore.
Okay, I'm opening a leather-bound book.
Yes.
I'm blowing Once dust off of the cover.
Once upon a time. Okay. Once upon a time, I had never, ever met my dad. Didn't even know his name. My mom, one of my uncles, and my grandma knew who he was, but it just really wasn't a subject I ever felt ready to bring up with them. My mom played the harlot card and told me the hospital she didn't know who it was so that he wouldn't be on the birth certificate so I could never look it up myself. So after 20 years of breadcrumb details being spilled, I eventually found out the name of my dad's sister / my aunt. I stalked her on Facebook and found out I had a half-sister. But still no sign of dad. Years pass. Now I work at a job where I can very easily look up people in my state. Suspicious.
That's so funny.
You work for the government.
Yeah.
So I work backwards from looking up my half-sister to eventually find my dad. I now know his name and address. Turns out he lives a few houses down from my ex, so I had driven past him countless times. More years passed by, and my boyfriend had a small birthday party. At one point, only 4 people were there, including me and my boyfriend. One of these people was a girlfriend that I had for 6 years, like a girl who was a friend. Mm-hmm. We were all talking about family, and I made an offhanded comment about how each of us there had an absentee parent, and that led me how saying my dad's last name is way cooler than mine. And then I said, oh, and get this, my dad is married to someone whose name rhymes with his, ha ha, lol, how lame, and blah, blah, blah. My friend that's a girl starts connecting the dots and says, is your dad blank? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, that man raised me. My friend of all these years turned out to be a half sister. She right then calls the other half sister that I had stalked on Facebook all those years ago and lets her know I existed. I called my mom to let her know that this door is now open and basically told her to prepare herself. She then told me her side of the story and why she never wanted me to meet my dad. Apparently, my mom and my dad's now wife were like in crazy competition with each other. If they saw each other, it was on sight, which is hilarious because my mom is not a fighter. Well, in her husband hunting tirades, she got pregnant. Like immediately after, my dad got arrested for, quote, drug charges, quote. My mom really looked herself in the mirror and decided someone who couldn't respect her enough to pick her over this other woman and someone who gets himself arrested was not worth bringing into my life. Hmm. So she pulled back. She was still going to let him know she was pregnant, but was fully prepared to do it all on her own. He gets out of jail eventually. I am like 1 month old or something. He is about to be sent to prison, though, so this was all a short timeline. She allegedly shows him a picture of me, and he denies I could ever be his. My mom no longer feels anything for this loser, right. So she leaves with her tail between her legs. He never contacts her again. I meet with my half-sister, and she tells me the tea from her side. She was 10 years old when all of that happened. My dad had a gun, which he had registered with the police department. He sold the gun, but the new owners never registered it. The gun was found at a crime scene involving drugs. So because they could trace the gun back to my dad, he was charged with supplying firearms to drug dealers,
whoa,
which is what got him arrested for about 10 years. But wait, there's more. Eventually, this half-sister coordinates a meeting with my dad. It went so much better than I could have ever imagined, but it was only possible because his wife was out of town. His wife hates me. The idea of me, the fact that I'm my mother's daughter, all of it, and I don't blame her. And then when I first read that, I was like, what? What? But just keep waiting. At this meeting, he tells me everything from his side. He echoed everything about the gun charges, but he said that he had so much evidence to support his innocence. But the reason the judge sided against him was because my uncle, the one who knew this guy was my dad, gave false character witnesses on the stand. So her uncle goes up there, paints him to be a druggie, says that he supplied guns to drug dealers all the time. Really evil shit that wasn't true.
Because he hurt his sister?
Yes.
Whoa.
So they lock up my dad. His current wife, the one my mom was always competing with, literally becomes a paralegal so that she can do everything in her power to get him out of jail. It took her 10 years, but she literally got him out of prison. One of the conditions, though, to his parole was that he was never allowed to communicate with anyone from my family because of the uncle had given the character witness. So then this all becomes a funny level sitcom of miscommunication. I thought my dad abandoned me. My mom thought he was a drug dealer who picked another woman. My dad allegedly never knew I existed and was just trying to not get in trouble again by calling my mom up. And his wife thought she was in the clear of my family. And the kicker is my asshole uncle fucking died, so I can't even confront him about it. But all in all, I went from being an only child with a tiny family to being a sister, an aunt, and a daughter to a father.
Oh my gosh.
That was pretty good, right?
That's wild.
Right?
That is a whole movie.
Like, literally, your uncle was like, watch this, sis. I'm gonna fucking put him in jail. Your mom is like...
And he did.
He did. And your mom is like, I could never contact him, but literally he's legally not allowed to contact her because if he did,
yeah,
he'd get in trouble.
Sure.
And then you end up finding out that like one of your best friends is your half-sister.
That's crazy.
Who also lived next to your ex.
So my question there is, she knew, and you won't be able to answer this, she knew the half-sister's sister's name, but didn't they have the last name, same last name?
No.
Okay.
No, because that one came from a different mom, same
dad. Oh, that's right. They're all half-sisters. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Juicy, right?
Whoa.
Girl, you should write a novel.
That is, or at the very least, do like a moth story slam or whatever. That was so good.
It is a good ending too, where like she had, I mean, he did go to jail and false charges from a guy who's dead. That
I forgot about.
But
that
you know,
part.
Your uncle's dead now. Didn't he get what got coming? I don't have the right to say that. I'm sorry.
Well, that's I don't think she cares. The uncle definitely won't hear it. I think that's also a great lesson in do not write a story in your head when you simply do not have, because she's lived how many years probably resenting man,
thinking he abandoned her,
and it's like it just wasn't true.
And he like got exonerated from prison from like a woman that your mom hated and hates you. Oh my god, juicy. Hey listener, if you're listening, write this in, give us like an update. I just want to know how everyone's up to, what's going on. What's the tea?
Maybe a picture of your dad and mom when they were
I want to see
their age when when they were their age, when they were, you know, birthing age.
Birthing age. I forgot I did screenshot these last little ones because they were quick.
Okay, sure.
My family secret is my parents got married twice. The first time was a green card marriage. My dad was in love with my mom, but she only loved him as a friend. She's from Canada and her visa was about to expire, but she didn't want to leave. My dad offered to marry her as a friend so she could stay in the country. She agreed and they eloped and were platonically married. Eventually, she fell in love with him and two, they had an actual wedding to get married for real. From what my mom told me, I'm one of the very few people who know, and even my brothers don't know. Isn't that sweet though?
That is sweet.
I thought that was cute.
That, I mean, aside from wanting to come to America, yes, that story is very innocent.
Remember, this is a long time ago. Yeah, this is when we were still touted as the greatest. Okay. This one was like, oop. Family secret, my female first cousin married her male first cousin years later. They're still married and had a baby 3 years ago. A healthy baby. And I loved this part she put. Had a healthy, in parentheses, God bless, baby 3 years ago.
Wait, so they knew each other, were first cousins?
Yes.
Oh, there should be, I mean, something should go off in your body saying, no.
I will not accept
that semen.
Yep.
Also, a good reason to look up who your dad is. What if you accidentally hook up with them?
Always got to figure out who the dad is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that, okay. Yeah. The good thing you just said that, because my aunt got pregnant at 19, refused to tell the family who the father was. All they knew was he was a bit older. Flash forward 17 years. My cousin is now in high school, has no clue who her dad is, who his dad is. Starts dating a girl a year younger. Come to find out, it's actually his half sister when the parents meet at a school event. Starts dating a girl a year younger. Hope you didn't. You didn't have sex with your half-sister.
Oh, my God.
That's on the parents, man.
Totally. Wow.
This one made me giggle so hard. I cackled. I don't know if it's a particularly good one, but it did make me laugh. My mother-in-law passed away a couple years ago. My father-in-law asked us to clean out her dressers and stuff. I found a, in capital letters, large box of a variety of vibrators and tons of printed off close up pictures of belly buttons. It was in a drawer my father-in-law was expressly told to never look in. How I contained my surprise when I opened it and just casually threw it all out when no one else noticed is beyond me.
Wow.
Belly buttons. That was the last one.
That was a good one to end on too.
Yeah, because nobody died.
I've never thought about belly button fetishism.
Well, now it's all I can think about. Zach, tell the people where they can get tickies.
Oh my gosh, at citywinery.com/New York or citywinery.com/Philadelphia. Again, those dates are New York City, February 6th, Philadelphia, February 7th.
Come meet us.
We're gonna kill a guy.
Yeah, did you not hear us?
Also, if you can't be there but want to support, you can buy a ticket. And if you need help getting a ticket, let us know.
I bet we'll
find someone to pay for your ticket.
We're also gonna put out some new merch to come here shortly, but we do have confident bottom stickers.
Woo!
If you want one, Venmo us whatever it's worth to you. Yeah. $179 for shipping internationally if you're gonna ask us to ship it internationally. And hey, bitch, we'll fucking see you next week.
Woo!
Bye.